29 years later, that building was sold, and the church in this picture was actually purchased from the Presbyterians who had worshiped with us years before. After 68 years of ministry, now think about this for a moment. After 68 years of ministry, that's 92 years ago, in 1918, a church station was established with Reverend J.T. Bennett as the first full-time pastor. So, this church had 68 years of ministry without a full-time pastor. Yes, it can, and sometimes is better done that way. It seems like things ran pretty smoothly with the church steadily growing until December 3rd, 1950. And here is what the history says. It says, a large fire damaged the church, causing serious but not total destruction. Now, I don't know what that means, and some of you probably were here at that time. Serious but not total destruction. Serious but not total destruction. Now, here is what I really don't want you to miss. Because this tells us the personality that this church had already at that point in its life. 5 months later, on May 12, 1951, the new and redecorated building was dedicated by Bishop Ivan Lee Holt. So they built a new church in 5 months. Can you imagine that? How strong the membership of this church must have been to react and be so focused and passionate about getting that building, that worship space, back in order so people could of the community could worship here. The church continued to grow and expand both in worship and attendance, and of course structurally as well, with Sunday schools and a basement and things like that, to the point that 21 years later, that church building was torn down, and 10 months later, on June 3rd, 1973, the first service was held in this present facility. So think about that. In 10 months, this facility was built for a dedication service. 36 years and 7 months ago. Since then, there have been many changes and improvements. Some people have been here for long periods, but pastors and other people have come and gone. Everyone doing their best to make disciples of Jesus Christ. And to remind you of this church's strength and fortitude and faithfulness and focus to head in the right direction, in the recent past, this church was without an appointed pastor the year before we arrived here. If it weren't for your strength, if it weren't for your passion and faithfulness for God and the ministries of this church and for the leaders willing to step forward, who knows what would have happened to the ministries of this church. But you see, God anointed you, and the people of this church stuck together and continued to do their best to what? Make disciples of Jesus Christ. You know, whenever this church could have turned inward upon itself, and I've heard this from townsfolk, when this church could have turned inward on itself, repairing or healing itself, it continued to face outward and support this community. It continued to face outward and provide ministry to people who weren't members of this church and maybe didn't even attend this church. You know what happens whenever, maybe some of you don't, but whenever you get hit in the stomach or whenever you get hurt, you kind of do this, right? You protect yourself. You come in like this and you start metaphorically licking your wounds, right? You start healing yourself. But this church refused to do that. And that is a praise the Lord for you all in that regard, that this church, even though there was a lot of pain involved in all these different times throughout your history, you were able to continue to face outward through these 160 years. God has blessed you, and in so many ways you have responded and said yes to God's call. This church, you and all of those faithful disciples that are now gone were able to keep your eyes on God's compass.